请我们一起来翻开马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
约瑟他心中充满着困扰。
The heart of Joseph was filled with difficulty.
他在想是不是要把他的未婚妻玛利亚来跟他解除这个婚约。
He was debating whether he should put off the vow of marriage with her.With Mary.
所以在这时候天使向他显现。
And at this point, an angel appeared to him.
告诉他有关玛利亚发生在玛利亚身上的事情。
And explained to him what was happening to Mary.
而且告诉他要把给玛利亚将要生的孩子起名叫耶稣。
And also said to him that the son shall be called Jesus.
我们再看路加福音第一章。
Let's also refer to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章三十节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 30.
三十节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”
Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
天使突然向玛利亚的显现让玛利亚觉得很惊慌。
The sudden appearance of the angel to Mary was actually quite shocking.
所以天使对他讲你是蒙大恩的你不要怕。
That's why the angel said to her, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and so do not be afraid.
31节你要怀孕生子可以给他起名叫耶稣。
Verse 31, you will conceive and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名字是神借着天使所给的。
Therefore, the name of Jesus was given through angel.
当时的犹太人他们在等弥赛亚。
At that time, the Jewish nation was waiting for a Messiah.
那弥赛亚的希腊文就是基督。
And the Hebrew word for Messiah is Christ.
希腊文。
Oh, the Greek version of Messiah is the Christ.
那所以我们现在常常就是说基督耶稣。
That's why we often use the term Jesus Christ.
那这个基督是受膏者的意思。
The Christ is the anointed.
他包括了这个三个职分。
It actually represents three different positions.
称主耶稣为基督这表示主耶稣他有三个职分。
For Jesus to be called the Christ,means that he has three different positions.
第一个就是君王。
The first is the king.
那这是马太福音他一直在强调的。
This is what the Gospel of Matthew has been emphasizing.
受膏者第二个意思就是祭司。
The second meaning of the anointed is the priest.
那这是希伯来书里头所强调的一个重点。
This is one of the main points emphasized in Hebrews.
主耶稣是永远的大祭司。
Jesus is the eternal priest.
主耶稣是更美的祭司。
And he is the more beautiful priest.
这个受膏者的第三个职分就是先知。
The third position of the anointed is that of a prophet.
主耶稣是最大的先知。
And Jesus is the greatest prophet.
那我们知道启示录也是最重要的神的这个预言。
We know that the book of Revelation is the most important prophecies of God.
所以在启示录第一章第一节就讲到耶稣基督的启示。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 1, it speaks of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我们来查考主耶稣是君王。
Today we will be studying our Lord Jesus as the King.
常常我们在做悟性祷告的时候我们会说主耶稣是万王之王万主之主。
In our prayers we often say that our Lord Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
但这是根据 启示录十九章十六节所记载的。
This is in accordance to what was recorded in Revelation chapter 19, verse 16.
啊，主耶稣他必须是万王之王。
Lord Jesus is and has to be the King of Kings.
主耶稣的降生啊，非常的独特而奇妙。
And the birth of our Lord Jesus was very miraculous.
啊，他是借着啊，童女玛利亚圣灵怀胎而生。
It was through Virgin Mary that he was given birth.
啊，那主耶稣降生的时候，天使向野地的牧羊人来显现，来报告这个消息。
And when he was born, the angels spread the good news to those who are working in the fields.
在马太福音也记载着东方的博士啊，他们看见一颗奇特的星。
In the book of Matthew, it also recorded that the wise men from the east saw a very unique star.
啊，主耶稣的降生啊，是应验的。先知书里头这些先知对弥赛亚的预言。
The birth of Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies of the prophets.
主耶稣大约三十岁开始出来传福音。
At about age 30, Jesus came out to preach the gospel.
在三年多里头，生活当中他的言语行为给我们留下美好的榜样。
In 3+ years' time,He gave many good examples of words and deeds.
从他的生活让我们学习信心以及顺服。
From his life, we can learn what faith is and what submission is.
在三年多里头，主耶稣的教训被记载在四福音书里头。
His teachings for these 3+ years were recorded in the Gospels.
从主耶稣很多的教训里头，也给我们今天做一个基督徒，我们生活很好的指示。
From many of his teachings, we are also given the directions on how to be good Christians.
主耶稣外表上来看，他是犹太人当中的一个犹太人。
Externally, Jesus was really one of the Jews.
所以主耶稣他行了很多的神迹来证明他的身份。
He performed many miracles to prove his status.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's refer to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章第二节
John chapter 3 verse 2
尼哥底母夜里来见耶稣说拉比我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said to him Rabbi we know that you are a teacher come from God for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him
这个尼哥底母因为听见看见了耶稣所行的神迹，所以他的一个结论就是耶稣是从神那里来的。
Because Nicodemus heard and saw the signs that Jesus did, he assured himself that Jesus really is from God.
所以他要来找主耶稣，要来谈有关信仰的事情。
So he came to Jesus asking him about the matters of faith.
那主耶稣在十字架上受死。他也复活。
Jesus died on the cross, and he also resurrected.
这要证明他得胜死亡，也来证明他的神性。
This is to prove that he could overcome death, and also his divine nature.
我们请看约翰福音二十章。
Let's refer to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章二十八节。
John chapter 20 verse 28.
二十八节，多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God."
这是主耶稣复活之后在有一次向门徒的显现。
This was one of the appearances that Jesus had with his disciples after his resurrection.
主耶稣特别对这个存着怀疑的多马说：“你用你的手探入我的肋旁。”
Toward Thomas, who doubted, Jesus said to him, "Reach your finger and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it on my side."
这个多马马上就明白过来，在我眼前的就是复活的主耶稣。
Thomas immediately understood that the person before him was the Christ who resurrected.
所以他必须喊着说，我的主，我的神。
Therefore, he had to say, "My Lord and my God."
所以复活的主耶稣来证明。这件事情来证明他就是神。
Therefore, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ proved that he is God.
那为什么这个马太福音他要强调着这个耶稣君王的这个职分？
Why is it that the Gospel of Matthew then has to emphasize the position of Jesus as the king?
因为一般都认为当初这个马太福音主要是写给这个他的对象主要是犹太人。
The common understanding is that the book of Matthew was really written for the Jews.
所以主耶稣他必须具有这个君王的职分。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus has to be a king.
因为这个跟他们两个很重要的祖先有关系。
This is very important in terms of their two ancestors.
神曾经给这两个人应许甚至立约。
God actually had promised and also made a covenant with these two ancestors.
那这个都跟君王这个职分有关系。
And this has to do with the position of the king.
我们请看创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 18.
这个是在亚伯拉罕他照神的吩咐来献以撒之后神所说的。
This is something that God said after Abraham did according to what God told him in offering up Isaac.
那神再一次的来向亚伯拉罕再一次来诉说他对亚伯拉罕的应许跟所立的约。
Once again, God confirmed his promise and also his covenant to Abraham.
22章18节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听了我的话。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
这里说万国都要因为你的后裔，而且是用单数的，你的一个后裔来得福。
All the nations of the earth shall be blessed in your seed, which is actually a singular noun.
那所以在加拉太书，保罗也引用这个经节，就来说明主耶稣就是来应验这一个经节。
In Galatians, Paul also explained that Jesus Christ is really the fulfillment of this prophecy.
主耶稣的来到世界上，就实现了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Jesus' coming into the world has fulfilled the promise that God had made with Abraham.
所以马太福音第一章一开始就讲到耶稣的族谱。
In Matthew chapter 1, it begins with the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
所以在第一章的第一节就说主耶稣是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是大卫的子孙。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it explains that the Lord Jesus is the descendant of Abraham and of David.
那当然第二个人物就是大卫，神跟大卫也给大卫应许，跟大卫立约。
The second ancestor is David, and he is also someone that God had made a promise to and a covenant with.
所以主耶稣的降生就是来实现神对大卫的应许。
Therefore, Jesus' coming is actually the fulfillment of God's promise and covenant with King David.
那神对大卫的应许更是直接跟这个君王有关系。
And this promise is directly related to kingship.
我们请看撒母耳记下第七章。
Let's refer to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
这当时大卫的国中已经相当的稳定太平。
The kingdom that was ruled by David was actually quite solid at this point.
所以大卫他就想要为神来建造圣殿。
Therefore, David was thinking about building a temple for God.
因为当时的耶柜还在所谓的会幕里头。
The ark was still in the tabernacle at the time.
但是神没有允许大卫来做这件事情。
However, God did not allow David to do this.
那但是神对大卫有一个很特别的这个应许。
But yet, God actually had a special promise to David.
我们请看撒母耳记下第七章。 十二节。
Let's refer to 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12.
十二节，你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。
When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom.
这是神对大卫的很重要的应许。
This is a very important promise that God made to David.
你的后裔要接续你当王，那我也要坚定他的国。
I will set up your seed after you, and I will establish his kingdom.
那更重要的是十六节。
What is even more important is in verse 16.
十六节，你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位必坚定直到永远。
And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
这是一个很特别、很特别的一个应许。
This is a very special promise.
这个世界上从来没有一个家族是当王，永远的当，这个家族永远当王。
There is no family in this world or in its history that would hold a royal title forever.
那在这里神给大卫的应许是是永远的，你的国位必永远坚定，直到永远。
But the a promise of kingdom here that God made to David is forever.
那所以在所罗门王之后，这个国家分裂。
After King Solomon, the kingdom divided.
那神还是留下一个支派给这个大卫的子孙。
But God still retained one tribe for the descendants of King David.
那在整个历史里头，神一直的宽容这个以色列人。没有要把他们灭国。
In the following history, God was always very merciful towards the descendants of David and did not want to destroy their kingdom.
但是历史上到最后，这个国家还是被灭亡了。
But at the very end, the kingdom was still destroyed.
所以这个十六节它变成是一个很重要的一个预言。
Therefore, verse 16 becomes a very important prophecy.
照人的历史来看，这个大卫的子孙到这个南朝犹大国的最后一个王在主前586年就被巴比伦帝国所灭。
According to human history, from David until the last king of the southern kingdom, which actually ended at around 586 before Christ.
那我们也可以说他就一直没有再恢复过。
We can say that since then, it was never revived.
只有大约100多年有所谓马加比王朝的这个复兴。
Except for about 100 some years, of the Maccabean, kingdom's rule.
但是那也成为也是后来也是又被灭亡了。
But they were also eventually destroyed.
但是神却说，你的国位必坚定直到永远。
Yet God said, "Your throne shall be established forever."
所以人们在等着这个大卫的王朝的复兴实现。
So there are men who are waiting for the kingdom of David to be reestablished.
那人万万没有想到，神就是借着主耶稣来。实现这一个事情。
But men did not know that God would accomplish this through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的降生也来实现了神对大卫的应许。
So the birth of Christ really had fulfilled the promise that God made to David.
而这个应验呢，不是在人的这个层面，而是在属灵的层面。
This fulfillment is not really at man's level, but at the spiritual level.
那所以马太福音他要不断地去强调主耶稣是君王。
That's why the Gospel of Matthew keeps emphasizing that our Lord is the King.
那人们也要提高自己的那一种看见眼见。
And men need to elevate our own understanding and our seeing.
不是只是 专注在这个世界上生活当中的所谓的王。
Not to focus on the kings that we see among us.
我们再请看诗篇八十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 89.
诗篇八十九篇第三节
Psalm 89 verse 3
诗篇八十九篇第三节
Psalm 89 verse
3八十九篇 有些圣经会有一个注解说这是以斯拉人以探的信悔诗
There are some Bibles that have the explanation that this is a contemplation of Ethan the Israelite
那一般估计啊，这是在他们亡国之后所做的作品。
And the common estimate is that this actually was put together after the kingdom was destroyed.
那所以他们一直在想，一直在不能够忘记的就是神对大卫的应许。
Therefore, they do not want to forget the promise that God had made to David.
哦，这个他的王。大卫的这个 王位啊，要坚定，要直到永远。
And that the throne of David shall be established forever.
我们看八十九篇第三节。
Let's read 89:3.
第三节，我以我所选的人立了约，向我的仆人大卫起了誓。
I've made a covenant with my chosen. I've sworn to my servant David.
第四节，我要建立你的后裔直到永远，要建立你的宝座直到万代。
Verse 4, your seed I will establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations.
哦，对一个爱国家而国家又灭亡的人，神的应许对他们是多么的重要。
Toward someone who loves a kingdom that has been destroyed, how important is this promise?
哦，他们相信神的存在，相信神的权柄。
They believe in the existence of God and also His power.
哦，所以他们要不断地来纪念神的这个应许。
Therefore, they have to remember this promise of God.
啊，也就是他们希望他们能够看见神的应许实现了。
It is also that they want to see the fulfillment of the promise of God.
哦，我们也知道先知书里头也是不断地在提起这样的事情。
We know that the prophetic books also mention these things over and over.
啊，尤其是以赛亚书。
Especially the book of Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1.
第一节，从耶西的本必发一条，从他的根生的枝子必结果实。
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
哦，这耶西就是大卫的父亲。
Jesse is the father of David.
哦，所以用耶西这个名字，也就在讲着大卫。
Therefore, using the name of Jesse is actually referring to David.
哦，也是在讲到神对大卫的应许。
It is also talking about the promise that God made to David.
啊，第二节，主的灵必住在他身上，就使他有智慧和聪明的灵。谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏主的灵。
Verse 2, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
哦，那这里是更进一步的来预言到那个所谓要永远做大卫王这个王位的人。
Here it further prophesies.Who is a person who shall be sitting in the throne of David forever?
哦，是有神的灵的同在的。
He has the abidance of the Spirit of God.
哦，那这里也对神的灵做了一个很详细的描述。
And it described very detailedly how the Spirit of God is.
哦，所以在启示录里头，我们看到在描写这个羔羊主耶稣的时候，常常用七灵这样的字眼来描述。
We see in the book of Revelation how the seven spirits are used to describe the Lord.
哦，那这个应该是跟以赛亚书这里的描述，它是互相有关联的。
And that explanation or description is actually related to the description in Isaiah.
哦，这个七灵不是说有七个灵。
The seven spirits are not really referring to the fact that there are seven separate spirits.
哦，而是说神的灵，它有那种很完整。很完全的那种功用。
But that the Spirit of God actually is perfect.
哦，就像以赛亚书十一章第二节这里所描述的。
Just like the description here in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
哦，所以主耶稣他是万王之王。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus is the King of Kings.
啊，主耶稣的降生来实现了神对亚伯拉罕对大卫的应许。
His birth fulfilled the promise of God toward Abraham and David.
哦，人从历史上来看，从人的层面来看，好像神的应许落空了。
When we look at human history from the perspective of man, it seems that the promise of God came to nothing.
哦，但是从属灵的层面来看，神仍然是信实的神。
But from the spiritual perspective, God is still the faithful God.
那既然有君王，就有他的国度。
If there is a king, then there is a kingdom.
那既然今天这个君王，我们要提升到属灵的层面来看，当然他的国度。我们也是用属灵的层面来看。
If we need to view this king in the spiritual sense, we would also then need to view his kingdom in the spiritual sense.
哦，所以在马太福音十三章啊，主耶稣的这个讲论里头，我们通常把它称为天国的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 13, in the discourse that Jesus made, we accounted them as the description.Or the parables of the heavenly kingdom.
在马太福音里头有特别记载这五段的主耶稣的教训。
There are five sets of passages that recorded about the teachings of Jesus in the book of Matthew.
第一段就是马太福音的第五章到第七章。
The first section is in chapter 5 to 7 in Matthew.
那第二段就是马太福音十三章。
And the second section is in Matthew chapter 13.
那是几个比喻，那每一个比喻都提到说天国像什么。
And these parables all talked about what the kingdom of heaven is like.
那这个在马太福音里头的所谓的天国，也就是神的国。
The kingdom of the heavenly kingdom in the book of Matthew is really the kingdom of God.
所以如果读路加福音，我们所看到的字眼常常就是神的国。
Therefore, in the book of Luke, when we look at the same terminology, it's actually using the kingdom of God.
就是神的国，他的国。那以我们今天在地面上来讲，就是他的教会。
And for us today, the kingdom of God is the church.
那所以，君王的国度跟一般人所讲的国度，它就不一样。
Therefore, the kingdom of this king is not the same as that of the other kings.
那这个马太福音从这个撒种的比喻开始讲。
From the parable of the sower, it began to describe this heavenly kingdom.
那一直到后面就有撒网的比另外一个撒网的比喻。
And then there is also the parable of the dragnet.
我们请看马太福音十三章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章四十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 47.
四十七节，天国又好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样的水族。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind.
所以以我们今天来讲，这个教会这个好像撒网在海里，聚拢各样的水族。
For us today, the kingdom of heaven is the church that had a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind.
所以我们常常讲传福音的工作也好像是这个撒网的工作。
That's why we often liken the work of preaching to the action of casting the net.
四十八节，网聚满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下捡好的，收在器具里。将不好的丢了。
48, which when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away.
那在这里有提到分别好的跟不好的。
Here it mentions about the separation of the good versus the bad.
那这在什么时候做这样的事情呢？
When is this division done?
谁来做呢？
And who is the one doing the work?
49节。
49.
世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来。
So it will be at the end of the age that angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just.
50节, 丢到火炉里, 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Verse 50, and cast them into the furnace of fire, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
所以 49节说, 到了世界的末了。
Verse 49 mentioned at the end of the age.
所以这个马太福音13章所讲的 天国的比喻也在讲着教会的情形。
So the parable of the kingdom of heaven in Matthew is really talking about the situation in the church.
那一直讲到最后世界的末了。
All the way until the end of the age.
所以我们来看看这个君王的国度到底是怎样的一个情形。
Let us look at what is the situation with this kingdom of God.
当主耶稣要被钉十字架之前，他先被抓。
Before Jesus was crucified on the cross, he was first captured.
那这个比拉多问主耶稣说：“人家说你是王，你是吗？”
Pilate asked him, "Others say you are a king. Are you a king?"
那主耶稣回答说：“是的，你说的是。”
Jesus said, "You have answered rightly."
那主耶稣却又对比拉多这么讲。
But Jesus also said to Pilate.
我们请看约翰福音18章。
Let's refer to John chapter 18.
约翰福音18章36节。
John chapter 18 verse 36.
36节，耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界。我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这世界。”
Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here."
主耶稣是君王。
Jesus is a king.
但是不是用世界上的人的那种眼光来看这位君王。
But not from the perspective of men.
那所以主耶稣也要强调，那么我的国度。 也不是你们所想象的国度。
So Jesus had to emphasize that his kingdom were not the kingdom that they thought would be considered one.
所以主耶稣用了这样的字眼说：“我的国不属这个世界。”
Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
就好像教会在这个世界，但是不属这个世界。
Just like the church is in this world, but it does not belong to this world.
就好像我们每一个基督徒，我们在这个世界，但是我们不属这个世界。
Just like us Christians who are in this world, but are not of this world.
请我们再看路加福音17章。Let's
also refer to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音17章。
Luke chapter 17.
20节,
Verse 20.
20节，华利赛人问神的国几时来到？ 耶稣回答说， 神的国来到不是眼所能看见的。
Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation."
世界上的君王他有他的国度，是用眼睛可以看得见的。
The earthly kings have the kingdoms which can be seen with eyes.
那我们看到路加福音，它就不是用天国，它用神的国这样的字眼。
In Luke, we see here that it uses the kingdom of God to describe this kingdom.
那21节，人也不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里，或在你们中间。Verse
21, nor will they say, "See here" or "See there," for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
所以神的国就在我们的当中。
Therefore, the kingdom of God is among us.
我们每一个人就是神的国的一部分。
We are all part of this kingdom of God.
所以也可以说神的国就在我们每一个人的心里。
We can say that the kingdom of God is in each and every one of our hearts.
所以保罗才会说我们是天上的国民。
That's why Paul would explain that we are really the citizens of heaven.
我们属于神的国。
We belong to the kingdom of God.
那我们也是神的国的一部分。
We are also a part of the kingdom of God.
那我们如何成为神的国的一部分？
So how do we become a part of God's kingdom?
我们如何进入神的国？
How do we enter into God's kingdom?
哦，就是很基本、很重要的，我们要重生。
Very basically and importantly, we must be reborn.
哦，那这个重生也让我们称义。
This rebirth also allows us to be called righteous.
哦，那这个我们能够重生、能够称义，它的关键就在主耶稣的宝血。
So to be called righteous or to be sanctified, the key is really in the blood of the Lord Jesus.
哦，因为我们相信，所以我们领受了主耶稣宝血的恩典。
Because we believe we have received the precious blood of our Lord.
哦，那耶稣他是君王，那他有他的国度。
Jesus is the king and he has his kingdom.
哦，那我们是属于这个国度，我们甚至是这个国度的一部分。
We belong to this kingdom and we are even part of this kingdom.
哦，所以今天我们要常常去想的就是我们如何让这个主耶稣在我们的生命来当王。
So we need to think about often how we can allow Jesus to be king in our lives.
哦，我们说我们是他国度的一部分。
We say that we are part of his kingdom.
哦，我们的心就是他的国度。
And our heart is his kingdom.
哦，那所以我们就要想，那我们有真的让他来当王吗？
So we have to think whether we have allowed him to be our king.
哦，他既然是君，我们的君王，那我们有没有真的让他来统治我们？
Since he is our king, do we allow him to rule over us?
哦，嘴巴讲你是万王之王，那我们有没有被他管理？
We say with our lips that he is the king of kings, but do we allow ourselves to be ruled by him?
哦，在我们生命中要让他来当王。
In our lives, we must allow him to be our king.
好，那如何让他来当王？
How do we allow him to be our king?
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
我们用玛利亚来做例子。
We will use Mary as the example.
路加福音第一章38节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开他去了。
Then Mary said, "Behold, the maid servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
天使突然向她的显现。
The angel appeared to her suddenly.
天使告诉她一件她从来没有想过的事情。
And told her something that she had never thought about.
哦，对众人来讲，这也是一件不可能的事情。
To many, this is impossible.
哦，这也是一个没有办法向人用理性来做解释的主要的一件事情。
This is also something that is very difficult to explain to men using rational words.
哦，但是玛利亚她明白了。
But Mary understood.
哦，耶稣就是我的王，要这个。要降生的主耶稣是我的王。
That this Jesus who was about to be born is her king.
所以三十八节他说，我是主的使女。
Therefore, in verse 38, she said, "Behold, the maid servant of the Lord."
是的，你在我生命当中来当王。
Indeed, you are the king of my life.
所以照你的话成就在我的身上。
Therefore, let it be to me according to your word.
要让神的话成就在他的身上，他就必须要献上自己。
To allow the word of God to be done in her, she must offer herself.
今天我们也常常愿意神的旨意成全在我们身上。
Today we are often willing to have the will of God be done on us.
那我们必须要献上自己。
We have to offer ourselves.
就像玛利亚这样子。
Just like what Mary did.
再请看。路加福音一章四十六节。
Let's also refer to Luke chapter 1 verse 46.
四十六节，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”
Verse 46, and Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
玛利亚愿意让神在她身上来彰显出神的全能，神的作为。
Mary was willing to let God to show his sovereignty and his work in her.
神彰显他的作为，但是玛利亚在人的面前，她没有办法来 说明发生在他身上的事。
Even though with this work, she would not be able to explain to others about what was going on.
不是说玛利亚在那个时候就因为神的作为她就有荣耀。
It's not that because of the work of God in her that she was with glory.
连她的未婚夫本来都想要跟她解除婚约。
Even her fiance wanted to break up the marriage with her.
但是她愿意献上她自己。
However, she was willing to offer herself up.
照着神的话来成就。
And that the word of God be fulfilled in her.
这个就是让神在我们，让主耶稣在我们生命中来当王。
This is what it is to have our Lord Jesus be king in our lives.
那另外也就是我们主耶稣教我们的祷告文里头的前面几句话。
Furthermore, there are also the teachings from the Lord's prayer in the first part.
如果我们让主耶稣当王，我们会看重他的名。
If we allow our Lord Jesus to be king, we will deem his name highly.
如果我们让主耶稣在我们生命中当王，我们会看重他的国。
If we allow our Lord Jesus to be king in our lives, we will deem his kingdom very importantly.
就是我们会看重教会。
That is, we will deem the church very important.
如果我们让主耶稣在我们生命中当王，我们会看重他的旨意。
If we are treating our Lord Jesus as the king in our lives, we will also pay attention to his will.
如果我们让主耶稣在我们生命中当王，我们会看重他的荣耀。
If we allow our Lord Jesus to be king in our lives, we will look heavily upon his glory.
主耶稣是万王之王，这是无法改变的事实。
Our Lord Jesus is the King of Kings, and this is something that cannot be changed.
那我们也一定要努力的来成为他的国度。
And we have to strive in order to be his kingdom.
这是可以做到的，而且是必须做到的。
This is something that can be done and must be done.
我们一起唱诗240首。
Let's sing hymn 240.